The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello there. What it do? How are you? And welcome to episode 68 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football. That is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. The Philadelphia Eagles are now 11-1 after they dominated the Tennessee Titans 35-10 at home. And here are some of the biggest takeaways from that game. For the second straight week, Jalen Hurts has been named NFC Offensive Player of the Week, and rightfully so. Against the Titans, he finished 29 of 39 for a season-high 380 yards, and he had four touchdowns, three of them passing, one of them rushing, with no interceptions. He had a 130.3 rating that marked as the most passing yards and highest passer rating of any quarterback in Week 13. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith each went over 100 receiving yards. A.J. Brown got his revenge game against his former team. He had a standout performance, finishing with 8 receptions on 10 targets for 119 yards and 2 touchdowns. Going into this game, everyone, including me, was talking about how tough of an opponent this was going to be because of Derrick Henry and because the Eagles' weakness up until that point had been their run defense. But they were able to shut him down. They held Derrick Henry to 30 rushing yards on 11 carries. Josh Sweat led the Eagles' pass rushers with 2 sacks, 1 tackle for loss, and 3 QB hits. Rookie Brenton Covey looked really impressive. He had 6 punt returns for 105 yards. That's the second most return yards by any NFL player this season. He had returns of 27, 25, 20, and 16. And Nakobe Dean looked good as well. He finished the game tied with TJ Edwards as the Eagles' leading tacklers. They both had 6 total tackles. Earlier this week, there were some rumors that surfaced that said that Philly could be a potential landing spot for free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. OBJ started visiting teams late last week. Some of the teams he's already met with are the Bills, Giants, and the Cowboys. During the Eagles press conference on Wednesday, head coach Nick Sirianni spoke with reporters and he was asked to share his thoughts on the reports linking OBJ to Philly. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, really happy with the room that we have. One of the best wideout rooms. The best wideout room I've ever been a part of in the NFL. And we've had some, you know, we've had some good ones, and this is the best one we've had. And so I love what, obviously, AJ, everybody knows what AJ and Devontae are doing, right? And so and then you have Quez, who's continuing to come on and continuing to make plays and continuing to be that big, you know, speed receiver that we need. And then you have Zach Pascal, who is a very critical to a team, the type of play he brings. And you know, your fourth has to be a special teams contributor, which Zach is, and he's got to be willing to do the dirty work and be able to back up every single position, which he does, and do some have a specialty role which he does too. Have that, and then your fifth guy better play special teams, and our fifth guy is our returner, who had a really, you know, had his best game as a professional last week, and so I yeah I'm really excited about that room, and you know, that I'll let you leave it at that.
So you're not signing.
The Eagles did make quite a few roster moves this week, so let's get into them. The Eagles announced that they were placing defensive end Robert Quinn on injured reserve on Tuesday. According to a report from NFL insider Tom Pelissero, Robert Quinn is having a knee scope after getting hurt in practice last week and is expected to miss some playing time the next 4 weeks. He will be eligible to return in week 18 at the earliest. Janarius Robinson was activated from the injured reserve. Andre Sacheret was waived. Anthony Rush, JaVale McGee, and wide receiver Kwon Baker were released from the practice squad. The Eagles will now head to MetLife Stadium to play the 7-4-1 New York Giants on Sunday, December 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern. The Giants are coming off of a tie against the Washington Commanders week 13. The final score was 20-20. That game did go into overtime. Although the Eagles are clearly the better team, this is going to be an interesting game. It always is when it's a division rivalry game. And so the best thing the Eagles can do is start off strong. They got to come out hype like the beast that they are and refuse to let their foot off the brake. Some Giants players to watch going into this game. Of course, you got to start with the quarterback Daniel Jones, who has been a threat when it comes to running the ball. He is second on the team rushing. He has carried the ball 91 times for 522 yards with 3 touchdowns this season. He's also been looking a lot better when it comes to just taking care of the ball. Another huge part of the Giants offense is running back Saquon Barkley. He has the 4th most rushing yards in the NFL this season. In 12 games this season, he's already rushed for 1,055 yards, averaging 4.4 yards per carry. He is also one of the top receiving backs in the league. Through 12 games this season, he's already gained 241 yards on 40 receptions. The Giants wide receiver room has struggled to maintain healthy, and so that leaves wide receiver Darius Slayton as their number one guy. This season, he has 33 receptions for 566 yards and 2 touchdowns. A fun fact, in his career, he has more catches and more yards against the Eagles than any other team. Daniel Bellinger is the leading tight end on this roster. He has 21 receptions for 176 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dexter Lawrence has also been a huge impact player for this Giants team. He has 54 tackles, 6 sacks, and 20 QB hits. And rookie Kayvon Thibodeau is in contention for Defensive Rookie of the Year. The Eagles issued their final injury report on Friday afternoon, and they had one player ruled out. Linebacker Sean Bradley, who did not participate with a hamstring injury. Quez Watkins and Kaiser White were limited participants on Wednesday and Thursday's practices and were listed without game statuses, but they should be both good to go. Avonte Maddox is still on the injured reserve, but the Eagles did open his 21-day practice window earlier this week, and they have until 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Saturday to activate him from the IR to the active roster. As for the Giants, offensive lineman Shane Lemieux and Joshua Azeedu are both out. Starting defensive tackle Leonard Williams was listed as doubtful. They ruled their starting cornerback Adoree Jackson as out, and Saquon Barkley is listed as questionable. He was limited in practice for the 2nd day in a row. But that is going to be a wrap on episode 68 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed. And trust me when I say, there's a ton of content on the feed. While you're at it, leave us 5 stars and a written review. Check out the recent Babes on Broad and the latest BGN radio episodes. And also don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Bleeding Green Insta and on Twitter at BGN_radio. You also might as well stop what you're doing and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Immediately following the Eagles game against the Giants, tune into the BGN Instant Reaction Show and interact with us. Leave your questions, your comments, your 3-word reactions. We love to see it. And as always, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to this episode. I am so very grateful for all of you guys and gals. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we out!
BGN!